Proverbs chapter 20. Told the people over at Hilton East that they were singing so well, it was a good thing that there was not a recording studio there, because they'd probably want to make, and I use the word record, just for them. And they got it. They understood what we were talking about. The ones that were still awake. Proverbs chapter 20. Looking in verse 6, the Bible says, most men will proclaim every one his own goodness. Is that not true? Let me tell you about how great I am. To which everybody listening says, save it, right? Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. And God, I pray as we, Lord, just briefly open up your word. Lord, it's been good to just hear tonight. Just thank you for the things that you're doing around us. God, we know that so much of our life is just completely out of our own hands. And God, as we acknowledge what it is that you're doing around us and through us, Lord, we do again bring these requests to you, just needy. Lord, as we open up your word tonight, Lord, help us to understand the value of being faithful. Lord, I pray that you'd help us with that. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Bible asks the question, who can find a faithful man? Faithful, what does that mean? Well, by definition, faithful, ready? Full of faith. I know that, so how'd you get that? I mean, that's amazing. Going beyond what the eyes can see. Going beyond what the eyes can see. We're going to refer back to that. To be full of faith is being, when you take a step of faith, is it not moving in a direction usually that far exceeds what the eye sees? It is emotion towards spiritual matters that sometimes on paper just don't even make sense. Many a man and lady have neglected what the world would deem great success to go on and serve the Lord faithfully. Going beyond what the eyes can see. If you turn back a few pages to Proverbs chapter 14. Looking at three different faithful people tonight. Proverbs chapter 14. Three faithful people. Proverbs 14 and verse 5, it says, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. As I told you, I think it was Tuesday, I was sitting there, I was getting some blood drawn, and I'm at the Rochester Regional, and lady, you know, make a fist, right? And then she puts the giant rubber band on your arm, and she's poking, and she's touching your arm, and you're hoping that she says, oh, there's a good one. But she's like, well, we'll try here. I mean, I just took a sip of water like 5 minutes ago. I should be fully hydrated. Sure. So she sticks it in and she's like, you know, and you're, she doesn't tell you to what pressure, to how many pounds per square inch of a fist. My arm is shaking because I'm making a fist so hard, because I think the stronger I hold, the better that will work. So you let go, and that thing just, that vial fell right up. And we were happy, and I told her, I said, you did great with that. And I said, this is not your first time. It's like your job. And she smiled, and she started to tell me a little bit about her life. She goes, I used to work at Rochester General. I was an ER nurse. She goes, what I saw stole my soul. I said, well, I listened to that for a second. I said, can I say something real quick? I said, I just want to let you know that God, no one has stolen your soul. I said, I'm a pastor. You know, I threw that out there. Which pretty much makes everything I'm about to say invalid. I said, you still have control over your soul and what happens with it. I said, and there's much more to this life than just what we see. I said, certainly, maybe your spirit had been hindered. I said, and I can't imagine the things that you saw or participated in. But can I tell you, no one has stolen your soul. She's like, you mean that? I said, yeah, I mean that. A faithful witness will not lie. I could have just gone on and listened to her stories and got out of there knowing that I just gave a vial of blood and happy to be done with that. But we've been talking quite a bit over the last month about how important it is to be bold in speaking up and being faithful in speaking up of the gospel. Faithful witness, faithful in telling others. Going beyond what the eye can see. I thought this lady had it all together. She's 40 years old and whatever. But if you look beyond that, you see the soul of a person and, oh, they have great needs. Requiring a witness. And we can just go about our day passing by those that need the gospel. Or we can be faithful. And now, am I successful in doing that all the time? No. But I'm trying to be more mindful of it. Just speaking up of the Lord. We're talking at Hilton East a little bit today about how important it is that we would speak and use words that would glorify God. That He would be, that our words would be acceptable in His sight. To which I ask, are we a faithful witness? Do we tell others? Do we speak the truth? A faithful witness will not lie. Now, sometimes you don't always hear what you want to hear. But understanding that somewhere, that perfect blend of truth and grace, we see how Christ dealt with people and we ask for discernment and wisdom in talking to others. Are we a faithful witness? Going beyond what our eyes can see. Probably on the same page, Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 17. The Bible says this, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Not only ought we to be a faithful witness, we ought to be a faithful ambassador as we represent the Lord. Look at the 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 20. Now then we are ambassadors. As we just looked in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 17, can we add the word faithful? Now then we are ambassadors. Faithful ambassadors for Christ. Takes on a whole new meaning. If you watch the news or you see ambassadors that represent the United States and they go to other lands, sometimes you hear stories about them because they weren't so faithful to their home country. They took bribes or things to try and get them to do certain things for their country. You know what? We got to be careful that we not be corrupted by the world in which we have been sent to be an ambassador to, not from. We are ambassadors to the world from Christ. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ that be reconciled to God. Are you a faithful representative of the Lord? How's your testimony? Are your roots in the world or are they contrary to the things of the world? In 1 John, we read all about that battle between spirit and flesh. And And I ask you tonight again, yes, you're an ambassador, but are you a faithful ambassador? Are you representing the Lord in a way that goes far beyond what the eye can see? Are you full of faith tonight? And thirdly, Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. Christian, may I remind you that we are called out from the world. Our conversation, our way of going is just different than the way of the world, and it ought not to be the same. Talked about that Sunday night about the second mile Christian. Christ was trying to change their view of things, and he goes on and he explained a bunch of things. Why? Because he wanted them to be he wants us to be a faithful ambassador, representing his kingdom, not the world. If you go to the Olympics, I think the Olympics are this summer, 2020, is that correct? In Tokyo? Yeah, does anybody know this? Okay, very good. Primers are in. All right. Saying yes. And you know what? There's a ceremony, and each group comes out and they're in their uniform representing their country. It'd be strange if the Americans were wearing Chinese outfits. Say, why would that be strange? Because that's not where they're representing. It'd be strange if the Christian looked exactly like the world. If it spoke just like the world. Wouldn't it be strange if here we are, I think it's the Summer Olympics, and we interview Michael Phelps, and as he's got his 6 gold medals around his neck. And we say, tell us about what did you feel like with that? And he starts speaking German. And it's like, what are you doing? Hey, Christian, tell me about what it is that makes you different, or what it is. And you talk and you sound just like the world. You're wearing the same outfits as the world. Hey, that is not a faithful ambassador. To be a faithful witness, we need to be a faithful ambassador. Lastly, Colossians chapter 4 and verse 7. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother, and look at this, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Faithful minister. 3 different people in the Bible: a faithful witness, a faithful ambassador, and a faithful minister. I don't see too often in the scriptures where the Lord commissions someone to quit the ministry. If you put them in, he keeps them in. He might redirect, but understand that we are always called to minister to one another. That we always are serving the Lord, whether it's here or across the land, in this land or another land. But we are to minister and to be faithful to it. If God has allowed you to get involved in a ministry, hey, stay faithful to that. Stay faithful to that. So, well, that's sometimes difficult. Yeah, let's go beyond what the eye can see. Let's go beyond that. Let's remember that we have been called to be faithful ministers and fellow servants in the Lord. Sure, it would be a shame if someone was depending upon you and your service to God and you were just absent. This last week we celebrated Veterans Day. And there are some people that have been in some really tough circumstances and situations where, had they not had someone right next to them, they'd be in a world of trouble. Aren't you glad that there's someone in this room, or maybe down the hall, or someone that attends here, that they were just being faithful in their ministering and you got benefited by that? You know, you could be that to somebody else. Say, what does that cost? What does it take? Honestly, not much. Just being faithful to the things of God. Our last verse tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2 says this: moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Hey, let's remember how important Who can find a faithful man, the Bible asks in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 6. Oh, may God sweep his eyes across our ministry and say, I found some here. Faithful in witnessing. Faithful in representing the Lord. Faithful as an ambassador. Faithful to minister to one another. If God's allowed you to serve him, stick with it. Stick with it. Faithfulness. Moreover, is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I don't see anywhere of great degrees, or he's just looking for someone to stick with it. Sometimes the ministry gets tough. Sometimes teaching little Sunday school kids gets tough. Asking crazy questions. Am I going to see my dog in heaven? And, you know, it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do crafts. I don't want glue. I don't want any of that. I don't want to do the bus anymore. It gets tiring. Yeah, but let's go beyond what the eye can see. Let's be faithful. Let's all stand. Certainly the Lord has given us a great example in faithfulness in himself. He has been most faithful to us. We'll remember that tomorrow morning when we rise yet again, and great is his faithfulness to us. There are some that are depending upon us. People that we have not even met, expecting us to be a faithful witness. They have a need. They need the gospel. Let's be faithful to that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, we're thankful for the opportunity that you would even consider us to carry your name. Lord, thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you'd watch over us, protect us as we travel about. But God, may we see things as you see things. May we see souls as you see souls. And God, may we have a great burden for the lost. May we have a great burden for those that are downtrodden and heavy-hearted, that we can be an encouragement and help along the way. Lord, help us to be good witnesses. Lord, help us to be faithful ambassadors. And Lord, help us to be faithful ministers. Lord, we love you. We're thankful again for how faithful you are to us. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.